Now, if you're fucked up and you read a lot of psychological articles like me, you come across a saying over and over and over again. It goes something like, you know, you attract, you know, what you give off, or some dumb bullshit version of that. Like, if you're a fucking asshole, you're going to attract assholes, right? If you're an insecure fuck, you're going to attract other insecure fucks. And if you're a really good fucking person, you're going to attract other really good fucking people. My name is Chris Johnson. I don't really know if I buy into that bullshit, and a lot of times that's written in the context of like an actual fucking relationship, like a romantic relationship, right? Now, I ain't attracting shit there. I'm aware. I think I'm giving off a successful, why don't you stay the fuck away from me vibe. I don't really want to get to know you. I often wonder, though, if this shit is true in non-romantic relationships. Are the friends that you have, do you attract those people based on the same qualities? If you're a fuck-up, are you attracting other fuck-ups? I take a look at my circle of friends, the people I've hung out with, the people I hang out with over the years, kind of a collection of assholes, kind of a motley crew of douchebags. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I love these motherfuckers. I'm going to give you an example of one dude right now, Griggs. I work with this dude at the radio station. Let me give you an idea of who we're talking about here. Griggs filled in for me a time or two when I was still working in radio. Working in radio is kind of a pain in the dick. Especially if you're running the board. You're hitting the fucking buttons. Hey, we're going on break in 3 minutes. You got to be back here. You got to make a phone call here. There's not a ton of downtime if you got to go use the pisser. You know what I'm saying? You got to go take a shit. There's some problems. So Griggs ran into this issue. He didn't have the experience that I had. I know when I can go piss. Griggs didn't know. He's trying to get somebody to cover for him for a couple minutes. Couldn't do it. Griggs is kind of like Jeffrey Lebowski, the dude from The Big Lebowski. As a matter of fact, he's got a fucking Big Lebowski sweater. Or sweatshirt, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And he's telling me after he fills in one day, he's like, dude, I had to take a piss so fucking bad, I couldn't do it. I couldn't get anybody to fucking cover for me. So I just went in a fucking bottle. And I'm like, what? What do you mean you just went in a bottle? There's a fucking like pop bottle, or if you're not listening in Buffalo, a soda bottle. Okay, pussies, you fucking satisfied that I said soda? But there's a fucking 2-liter bottle in the back of the fucking room. Greg sees it and just says, you know what? Fuck it. I'm pissing in that fucking bottle. I don't give a shit. I'm not going to fucking hoof it down to the goddamn men's room. I'm going to piss right here. I'm going to drop my pants, whip my dick out. I imagine he's probably pushing the tip of the helmet into the bottle just so he makes sure all the piss gets in there. And then he just goes. He just fucking lets it fly. Doesn't care. Doesn't care and proudly tells me the next time he sees me, like, yo, I pissed in a bottle in the back of the fucking room. So I relay that story to my buddies, some of my troops on the ground. I'm like, yo, Shrubs, you better watch out. Apparently our buddy Griggs just, pissed in a bottle in the room. So don't shake his hand or anything like that. Maybe wipe everything down, you know. So Shrubs goes in there to investigate, like, a day or two later. And he's like, yo, did you piss in a fucking soda bottle? And Griggs is like, nah. And he just, like, points to the back of the room. This is fucking days later. The piss is still in the back of the room. He just kept the fucking bottle in there. He just, you know what? Fuck it. He just capped it up. Capped up the fucking bottle. And he just kept the piss in the corner. The level of fucking balls on that guy, or the level of just fuck it, what's going to happen, or the level of, yeah, I'm just leaving the piss there, man. What am I going to do with it? It is incredible to me. I don't know what to fucking call it. But, I mean, in his defense, how do you dispose of a fucking 2-liter that's filled halfway with piss? What do you do with that? Do you go to the bathroom and just dump it in the urinal? Do you dump it in the stall? You dump it down the fucking sink? I mean, do you even rinse it out? Do you just throw it in the fucking normal garbage? What do you do at that point? I've never had that situation, and I hope I never have that situation where I'm deciding, what do I do? I just pissed in this bottle. What do I got to do? I think if I get to that point, I got to reevaluate my life. I'm reevaluating my life now with some of my fucking choices, and I'm not pissing in bottles. Griggs doesn't give a fuck if he pisses in a fucking bottle, and I fucking love that about him. I love that about you, buddy. Another awesome story about Griggs, he was telling me this one time. Griggs was dating somebody, and this relationship is winding down. And I can't remember if she was going to end it, if he was going to end it, if he just didn't give a fuck about her anymore, whatever. He was pretty cool with it. He was like, yeah, whatever. And she was upset. She was upset about it. She was sad that the relationship with Griggs was going to end. You know, she's kind of beaten down about it. You know, she's weeping. She's sobby. She's telling Griggs, like, I don't think we can do it anymore. And Griggs is just like, yeah, man, oh, all right. And he's telling me the story, and he's like, you know what? So she's all, like, cryy, right? And she's all fucking sad. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I mean, I've seen a lot of movies. This is the time where, you know, the couple fucks one last time before they go their separate way. So I start making my move. Like, hold on a second. So she's upset. She's upset that the relationship is ending. And you think this is the opportune time because of films that you've seen this is the opportune time to kind of slide in and get one last quick fucking, right? He's like, yeah, dude, I've seen a lot of these fucking movies. Every fucking romantic comedy, every fucking movie I've seen where a couple's about to break up, they have sex one last time, and I was going to get that time in. And she's like, no, what are you doing? She didn't want it. I didn't fucking get it. I'm like, I felt like I was fucking lied to, he says. I've been watching these fucking shows for years. I fucking believed them. And now all of a sudden, I'm about to have a breakup. I think I'm going to have one last round of breakup sex. And I can't fucking get it? God damn it. Griggs hates how fucking fake Hollywood is, you know? What a fucking dude he is, man. My ass will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Griggs' ass? I don't know what the fuck he's got going on. But if you track him down, let him know I said, hey, you can follow these podcasts on Facebook in my timeline. I'll keep putting those videos out. Or on Podbean, you know, website or the app. You can follow on Apple Podcast and Google Play. You can catch me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. And I am on Instagram as well at Maybe 5 Minutes.